Psalm 90, a psalm for man's short life compared to eternity. Moses wrote this psalm. It was a prayer of Moses, the man of God. He said, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. He says that before the mountains were, God, before the world was, you were God. You always have been, you always will be. 1,000 years in thy sight is but a day. But here Moses starts to compare the life of man with the eternity of God. We are like the grass, O Lord, in the morning. It flourisheth, but in the evening it is cut down and burned. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale told. Moses and the Israelites went through much affliction. Moses started to look at these 40 years of affliction in the wilderness and the 40 years of himself in the backside of the desert, and to think about his life and how if God didn't do something miraculous and show forth his mighty power in his life, that all his days would be days of affliction and that he would not see the rejoicing and the blessings of God. God, if you don't forgive our iniquity, we shall never see thy glory in the days we live on this earth. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength, 80 years. He says that in verse number 10. He says that we might, if we are very strong, live to be 80, if God so wills it. We are soon cut off and fly away. Our days are filled with sorrow and care. He says that our days, we will soon fly away. We will be cut off. We'll be gone. What is your life but a vapor? It appeareth for a while and then vanisheth away. So teach us, he says, to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. God, teach us to make the best of our time. Our life is but a vapor and we waste too much of it. Christian friend, remember this one thing. Don't let your life be wasted on regrets, on vain regrets, on this world and on entertainment and amusement, but let your life be used for God's glory because you only have a short time here. Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. God, give us over to wisdom that we make good decisions. Help us, Lord, to redeem the time for the days are evil, to redeem the time, to buy the time from the marketplace of life and use it for God's glory. Teach us, Lord, to do all that we can for thee and give all of our lives for thy glory. Our life is truly but a vapor which will soon vanish away. Teach us, God. Instruct us. Give us thy righteousness, thy holiness, thy wisdom to make good decisions in these days. Be not far from us because, Lord, our days are short. Lord, when we must needs fly away and be gone one day. Moses says, return, O Lord, how long? O Lord, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days where thou hast afflicted us in the years wherein we have seen evil. He says this, let thy work appear unto thy servants. O Lord, my days are not like your days. You are eternal. God, show us thy power while we are here for this short time, that we may see thy hand move in thy power before we die. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. He says it twice, Lord, establish thy work. Please show us. God, make our work not in vain, but establish it. We will die. The last grain of sand will soon fall from the hourglass of life, and we will be gone. Dear Lord, make our work count for thee. May it have a lasting impact. So teach us, O Lord, to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. May that be our prayer today, that God would teach us in every day not to waste any time, but to do all for the glory of God, for our time is short on this earth.